Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lennox Cornwall is here, too. Lennox is a new friend. He's been an entrepreneur for a long time. He's won, he's lost, and now he's winning. At the moment, he's like me, he's in the up category, at least for the time being. And he's got a new book coming out soon that we'll talk about a little bit later on. He's the owner of a franchise called Papa Lock, which is a locksmith franchise, and where he's helping people follow their dreams out in the, across the marketplace. And he's our new friend, Lennox Cornwall. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here. So you've had a pretty mixed, varied background. You've been a banker. We won't hold that against you. And you've been an entrepreneur. What's been the purpose of your? I mean, I've reinvented myself a few times too. So what's going on?
That's a really great question, Jim. And I would say it's what goes on with many people. So I started out life as a child, believe it or not, and way back then.
As a child, imagine that. That was great. That's astonishing.
Isn't it? But I'm special. You've got to remember that. The thing is, like everybody else on the planet, as a child, you know, the whole world knows what we need to do. They know what we should be. And so my father wanted me to join the Navy. My mother wanted me to be a doctor, et cetera, et cetera. And in the melee, I decided I would be a corporate banker, and so I became a corporate banker. I had a pretty exciting career. It was fun. But what I realized after about 7 years doing that was I really was the proverbial square peg in a round hole. And one or two things happened at the bank which were rather interesting. The big one for me was I was very successful, even though I was this square peg in a round hole, and I was asked by the bank to go and set up a brand new lending department in one of its subsidiary branches, and I did that. It was wildly successful, way beyond what anybody had imagined, and I had a meeting with my senior manager, who said, yes, this is fantastic. We want to expand this. It's really going very well. And I said, that's really great. Who do you have in mind? He said, well, I'm going to let Steve come over to help. So I said, fantastic. I know exactly what I've got planned for Steve. He said, no, you don't understand. You report to Steve on Monday.
Ah.
That absolutely blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be as open as
there are small business owners nodding their heads all around the world right now who've been through that.
Right. I was so flabbergasted that yeah. I really didn't have an idea how to react.
And that's called get out. That's when you hear the voice say get out.
That's exactly what happened. I didn't know how to react.
You couldn't leave quick enough, could you?
You better believe it. I literally ran away from that meeting and decided there and then that I would fulfill my
yep.
boyhood dream of
yep.
owning my own business before the age of 30.
Yep.
And that's when I got into my first business.
Mm-hmm. And when was that? When did that happen?
Well, that we're talking about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
To be somewhat vague. But
well, that's okay. It's been a while. So you've had time
yeah.
to reinvent yourself, and so over that time, how did you become a franchise owner?
Well, I went back into the corporate world after that first business failed and climbed the ladder in the United States to being a sales leader managing 12 other sales managers across 7 states. And I was in a really comfortable position, you know, very good income, great prospects with this particular company. And something was just gnawing at me. I just felt that I wasn't really being, you know, fulfilling my full potential. So I sat down and I journaled for a while, as I tend to when I'm looking to understand what's going on in my life. And I had yet another eureka moment that I wanted to get back into my writing and coaching. And so I decided I would resign and do exactly that, hence the book Embracing Failure, Key to Success. And not only that, I had several ideas, one of which was to invent a ball-bearing caster, which came about from my frustration.
So let me see if I get this straight. You've been a corporate person. Now you decide to follow your dream, and you're going to be an inventor and a consultant. That's a little bit of a lack of focus there, Lennox.
You could say that, or you could also say that all I'm doing is I'm literally manifesting everything that comes to me that I feel like I want to do.
Yeah, but don't you agree that most people need to? They might love three different things, but they need to find the one thing that they can focus and be the most successful with, or at least the one that'd be the most happy with, but not deal with a bunch of things.
I agree 100%. And that, in fact, is where most people fall down. They're trying to ride too many horses. And obviously, when you try to do that, you're going to fall off. So once you find your focus, absolutely develop that to a place where it's almost on automatic pilot, but don't make it a comfort zone. Because once that happens, of course, change is happening all the time. You'll be overtaken
right.
by the competition.
Well, you might have said, okay, I've got these two things. This one I'm better at. It'll make me more money, but I don't like it as much. This one, I've got a lot to learn. If I make more money, it'll take a while, but I really love that. And you have to make those. That's the kind of decision you make a lot of times, isn't it?
Those are absolutely, these are critical decisions. I would say, ultimately, though, make sure that you're pursuing your passion. Obviously, take care of immediate financial needs. That, we have to do that. But ultimately, I would say, follow your passion, and if you don't, you typically end up towards the end of your life saying, if only, ...
Mm-hmm.
And that's something and no one really wants to see on their tombstone.
Right. Well, no, exactly. And these are things that people are dealing with. I dealt with it as I became a business owner decades ago, and people are having to do that right now. Especially over the last 8 years, coming out of 2008. Hey, Lennox, I need your website, please.
Yes, the website would be embracingfailurebook.com.
Embracingfailurebook.com. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that with our new friend,
right.
Lennox Cornwall. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. We'll be right back. Here's CCR, take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.